Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. After a recent record turnout for Iowa's primary election, why do Republican legislators seek to limit the Secretary of State's ability to change the voting process before the general election?
So I'll correct you a little bit there. That was Republican Senate. So that was proposed by the Senate. Folks need to remember we have two chambers, and just because one proposes, you know, one doesn't mean it's agreed to in the other. We are amending it, and we're taking out all the absentee ballot language that got everyone all spun up. You know, once the House votes, we'll have a bipartisan amended bill to send back to the Senate that they've agreed to accept, and it's also endorsed by the county auditors. So I think we've come to an agreement on how best to handle that.
When does that expected to be debated and possibly voted on?
That should be today, later on today.
Would you like to maybe explain a bit what the House's version of that bill does include?
So, yeah, it took out a ton. Like, the Senate bill was a long bill, and so we took out most of it. What we did include was what will require the Secretary of State in any kind of an emergency will have to consult the Legislative Council before he takes action. There's also a county seal part of that. And then I believe, I don't have the bill sitting in front of me, so I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, there's another piece of that bill. Presidential electors. There's an adjustment to presidential electors in that bill as well. And it's been agreed to by both parties, and now the Senate has agreed that they will support our language.
What do you think of arguments that the House passed bill protecting businesses from possible coronavirus-related lawsuits protects bad actors?
So this is more than just protecting, you know, responsible businesses. It's frontline healthcare workers, it's churches, it's schools, it's county fairs, and it's people who donated PPE. You know, as we begin to safely reopen our communities and our economy, we have to make sure that these folks who have who's been responsible and followed public health guidelines are protected from frivolous lawsuits. You know, we don't want to allow costly litigation to harm our economic recovery. Bad actors are not protected by this legislation. If there were businesses who failed to keep workers safe, they can and should be held accountable for their actions, and our legislation ensures that.
Another bill that's in the legislature has to do with restoring felons' voting rights. Do you agree that felons should be required to have paid victim restitution in full before having their voting rights restored?
Yep. So, yeah, I voted for the bill last week, and here's why I support it. I believe everyone is capable of redemption and should have their rights restored once they complete their sentence. Part of completing a sentence is making sure the victims of crimes are made whole. In addition, we made sure that people who commit the most heinous crimes, murder, rape, etc., will never have their rights restored. So, yeah.
Are you optimistic that Governor Reynolds will sign the latest medical cannabis bill into law?
She indicated earlier this year that she was supportive of the House bill. You know, this provides some reasonable expansion of the program while maintaining safety for patients. We followed the recommendation of the Medical Cannabis Board in crafting the bill. Those folks are the medical experts and not the legislators. So medical marijuana is close to universally supported, so it's not as big of a hot-button issue as it has been in the past.
What do you think of some police reform policies possibly being added onto other bills before the end of the legislative session?
Sure. Leadership has indicated that they're working with Democrats to find some common ground on the issue of racial justice. They've offered some reasonable solutions that I think can have immediate impact, and we're currently working through those ideas, so nothing solid yet. I'm optimistic getting something passed this year, and we'll continue to look at opportunities in the future to reduce, you know, the discrimination and enact smart criminal justice reforms.
And how is the budget process going, as state revenue forecasters have estimated that there will be a decrease of $360 million from next fiscal year's revenue?
Sure. The good thing is Iowa's finances are in good health, you know, thanks to past actions. And a lot of those actions have happened, you know, before I was here. But they've budgeted responsibly, and other states will be forced to make deep cuts to critical programs due to poor budgeting. We have a large surplus, and reserve accounts are full, but, you know, thankfully we don't need to rely on those revenue sources to balance the budget. The House put out a budget plan that provides increases to K-12 education, Medicaid, and children's health insurance, while maintaining status quo for other line items like community colleges, regents, courts, prisons, and other priorities. We're still trying to find agreement with the Senate, but I think we're close.
This being our first time speaking since the legislature resumed after its COVID-19 recess, anything else you'd like to mention for folks to keep their eyes out for right now?
Man, I'm going to try and keep people as abreast of everything, on my Facebook page and Twitter. But, I mean, there's a lot of business happening in a short amount of time, and there's a lot of stuff being brought up that won't make it, and so it's kind of hard to give you anything firm until we're debating and voting on it. But I just say keep tuned in to folks like you and in the media and the local media there, our newspapers and our radio stations, and it's a good way to stay informed. And follow me on Facebook if you're curious what we're doing, or my website, and that's a good way to stay informed with it too.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Iowa House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.